steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning, new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord. Great is thy faithfulness. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning, new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord. Great is thy faithfulness. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never comes to an end. They are new every morning, new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord. Great is thy faithfulness. They are new every morning, new every morning. They are new every morning, new every morning. They are new every morning, new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord. Great is thy faithfulness. Most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all of your many manifold blessings. We thank you again for allowing us to see a brand new day. Thank you, Lord, for waking me up this morning and waking us up this morning in our right mind, and what a hunger and a thirst for you. Lord, there's no other way to explain why we would be willing to rise up every single morning, now that we're on day 22, every single morning of this month, to seek your face in prayer, to set this time aside for consecration, to be set aside for your glory, that we may present our bodies as a living sacrifice that's holy and acceptable as we enter into 2018. Lord, it just shows that you mean the world to us, and God, that you mean more than anything else than this world can provide. Lord, I'm sure many of us could use an extra time of sleep this morning, but when that alarm woke me up this morning, when you allowed me to hear that alarm this morning, Lord, my mind got prepared, or began to get prepared to come before your presence with singing and to come before you ready to pray. Because, Lord, you are a prayer-answering Savior. And with all that's going on in life today and all that's going on in the world today, your word that men ought to always pray and not faint is proper for this very day in time. Lord, if we don't find ourselves praying, Lord, we'll get caught up and swept up in the hustle and the bustle and the foolishness of this world. The devil is waxing more and more evil day after day. But, Lord, you still remain the same. You still remain that great God. You still remain that to be that consistent God. You still remain to be that faithful and loving and just God. And so we look to you, the author and the finisher of our faith. We look to you, the rock of our salvation. We look to you, the source of our strength and the strength of our lives. We look to you, God, because you are the very answer to the problems of the world today. And not only are you the answer to the problems of the world today, you are the answer for believers across the world today as well. Lord, we won't lean into our own understanding, but we acknowledge you, oh God, this morning. We understand, Lord, that we are insignificant without you. We're inadequate without you. We're without strength without you, and that we need you beyond the shadow of a doubt, Lord. So we won't lean into our own understanding, but Lord, we acknowledge that we need you day by day, hour by hour, minute by minute, second by second. And so, Lord, I want to be like Bishop Moody declares, Lord, I don't want to let a day go by without praising you, because I need you to inhabit my praises so that you can endue me with power, so that you can endue me with strength, so that you can anoint me in the mighty name of Jesus and come in my atmosphere and shift those things that are around me. Lord, we have so much power that we don't understand that we don't use. We understand how to use it because we know that when praises go up, blessings come down. But Lord, when the sick gets thin and tough becomes to get tougher, Lord, we seem to forget the tools that you've given us, oh God, to shift the atmosphere around us. So Lord, help us, oh God, to make this a habit, Lord. Help us to take up a habit, Lord, of offering unto you a sacrifice of praise, whether things are going good or things are going bad, Lord. Help us to lift up our voices to magnify you and to glorify you and to shift the atmosphere by inviting you into the midst of your people in the mighty name of Jesus. We desperately need you, God, today. And so we bless your name, oh God. We magnify you and glorify you. There is none like you, oh God. You are magnificent in all your ways. You're glorious in all your ways. And so we honor you this morning, God. We lift you up, Lord Jesus, because you said, if I am lifted up, I'll draw all men. Draw us to thee, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Draw us to thy presence, O God. Draw us into thy anointing, Lord. Draw us into new life, Lord, today, in the name of Jesus. Because if any man is in Christ, he is new, O God. We don't have to hold on to the old things of yesterday, and we don't have to hold on to those old things of last week. But, Lord, I'm looking for you to do a new thing in me, Lord, today, in the mighty name of Jesus. Can you see it, oh God? Yes, Lord, I see it, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. My walk is better today. My talk is better today. My thoughts are better today, in the name of Jesus, because, Lord, I want you to make them new, God. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things have become new. Create in me a clean heart, Lord Jesus, and renew a right spirit in me, that I may present this body as a sacrificial, the living being, God, that you might receive the glory out of my life. Lord, I see a new thing that you're working on my behalf today. I see a new thing, oh God, that you are working on behalf of your people. Lord, I see a new thing because I continue to hear the words that are coming out of your mouth that's saying greater. Thank you, God, of the word, not the words, the word that I keep hearing. And I just keep hearing greater. And for us to be greater, Lord, we want to be equipped to fulfill the greater that you have for each and every one of our lives. Lord, that means I can't carry old foolishness. Lord, I can't carry those weights and those sins that may beset me. That means I must lay aside those things that will cause me to be delayed and not able to run the race that you have set before me. Lord, you have set a race before me. God, that I can run this race with patience, Lord. And God, because I have people that are cheering for me. Lord, not only those, oh God, that are living, Lord, but we have those that are going ahead of us, that have paved the way for us, that are cheering for us to go above and beyond to do greater than what they have done before. Bishop Mason, Lord, was great. But Lord, he's looking for us, or you're looking for us to be even greater. You're looking for us to do even more. Jesus did a miraculous thing, but he said, you will be able to do even greater than I have done. And Lord, we've been unfulfilling. We've experienced unfulfilled potential. Lord, you have great potential in us, and you've instilled great things in us, and you have greater in store for us, but we've been content with being unfulfilled in our potential. But Lord, I present my body to you this morning that you may get all the glory, that you may get all the honor, that you may get all of the praise out of my life. Oh, yes, I may have not fulfilled everything that you've had planned for my life up to this day. But Lord, my determination today is that you will get the glory out of everything that I do this day forward, because you've made me new today. And you've given me a second chance to say yes. And you've given me another opportunity to say nevertheless. And you've given me another place to go to seek your face, Lord. And you've given me another chance and another opportunity to not allow people to control my emotions and people to control my temper and people to control my moods, Lord. I thank you, oh God, because you've given me another chance not to depend upon money but to depend upon you. You've given me another chance to love on those that don't love on me back, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. You've given me another opportunity, oh God, to show someone compassion that I was not compassionate to yesterday. Lord, you've given me another chance because you've allowed for me to see a brand new day. The slate is clean. The wall is empty. And Lord, I'm ready to paint a masterpiece this day. It won't be because of my grandiose capabilities. But Lord, I want you to lead, guide, and direct me, that this day will be a memorial to you, that it will be a place of praise and a place of adoration, that you can come in and have it, and that you can come in and get the glory out of your very people's lives. We thank you, oh God, because we don't come to you, God, amiss. And today we come to you with purpose. We come before your presence to get your attention because we need you, Lord, today. We need doors opened. We need ways made. We need wisdom and instruction. We need a greater anointing. We need you to breathe into us the breath of life. We need you to send those winds from the four corners of the world that we may walk, talk, speak, shout it aloud, whatever we may have to do. Lord, that you will get the glory out of our lives. We thank you for being such an awesome God that knows how to meet every single need. You became that Savior that the world needed to be redeemed. And Lord, after we accepted you as our personal Lord and Savior, you became that rock that will help keep us and shelter us in the times of storms. I thank you, O God, for always being faithful. I thank you, God, for being always merciful. I thank you, O God, for being always kind. I thank you for being the epitome of love. You've been a protector. You've been a strong tower. You've been a way maker. You've been a heart fixer. You've been a mind regulator. You've been that wheel in the middle of the wheel. And we let you take out the wheel of our lives today, to lead, guide, and direct us, and to grant us wisdom and to grant us power on this 22nd day of December. As we continue to seek your face, as we continue to ask for you to anoint us, and as we continue to look to you for wisdom, your word declares, if any man lacks wisdom, that's all he has to do is ask for it. And you'll give wisdom unto him liberally, God. You'll pour out blessings and wisdom upon us, Lord, that we would just be above and beyond, greater than anything else in this world. Give us wisdom on our jobs. Give us wisdom at our schools. Give us wisdom as we drive along the streets. Give us wisdom as we walk along the pathways. Give us wisdom as we enter into our worship centers and ministries and churches, Lord. Give us wisdom, God, that we may know how to do and that we may know when not to do. And, Lord, that you may get the glory. Sometimes we just need to be quiet and let you fight the battle. And other times you equip us with the things that we need to say and do, oh God, to be able to confound the enemy. But Lord, I want to have the wisdom that's needed to do what you need for me to do at all times. And so, Lord, my prayer today for you is for provisions, that you would meet the needs of your people. And not only that you will provide for our needs, Lord, because you said you do that already, but Lord, I want to go into the overflow. I want to experience the overflow of your blessings today, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, I have room, God, for some overflow, Lord. I have some room for greater today. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, I'm making room right now, Lord. I'm emptying myself out of all of those things that will cause me to not have room for you to bring greater and overflow into my life, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I put doubt under subjection. I put fear under subjection. And I cast them out right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I cast out everything that's unlike you, Lord. Fill me up, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, until I overflow with you. Lord, I want to run over this day. I want to overflow and run over with greater today in the mighty name of Jesus. I want greater from you today, Lord. Greater for my life. Greater for my children, greater for my wife, greater for Praise Center, greater for those that are tuned into our prayer this morning. Lord, I want greater because you have greater in store for us, and you have greater. That's all we have to do is reach up and grab it and walk in it this day in the mighty name of Jesus. My soul sits back and wonder, Lord, how magnificent and how great you are, and that you are a God that meets needs and provides needs. So as our focus today is on provision, Lord, we know who the one that is the provider, who makes the provisions come to pass. And we're looking for an overflow of breakthrough and greater today in the mighty name of Jesus. Now take us through our day. Keep your hands in protection around us all the day long. God, get the glory out of our lives and be magnified, be lifted up, and be adored by us, your people. Lord, I declare right now, remind us that we don't belong to ourselves, but Lord, I belong to you. And since I belong to you, Lord, I'm going to give unto you what you are deserving of. I'm going to give you the glory, I'm going to give you the honor, and I'm going to give you the praise this day. For you are a wonderful and magnificent God, and we bless your name, and we honor you this morning, and we give you the glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' precious name we pray. We say thank God, amen, and amen.